A great local story yesterday. A local hero joining us.
Well, most heroes are reluctant. That's why we like to celebrate them and tell them that they absolutely are.
Yes.
Rob from the Oxenford Service Station. First off, well done, hero.
Yeah,
Rob.
Thanks, boys. That's all right. All good. Reluctant hero, but the real hero was the little boy.
Now, let's talk about this story. Incredibly, you're working at the Oxenford Service Centre. You see the smoke coming up, you're thinking this isn't right.
Mm. Correct.
Then you run over and take us through what happened next.
Yeah, we just seen the smoke coming out of the roof. Then, it got a hell of a lot worse really quickly. Mm. So, instinct takes over and off I trottled. I haven't run for a while, so that was good fun.
Pull up sort of.
A little bit. Yeah, the hammies are suffering. It was just instinct. I guess you don't really expect to see anybody inside the home, but there was a nice little boy who was extremely frightened with his family dog at the front door. He was frozen and wasn't sure what to do, so I was just, he was the true hero. I was just probably the first person on the scene, I guess that was.
Well, it's a very brave thing to do. I mean, there was another fire recently too where people were overwhelmed by the smoke, a father and a son, and they literally had to be rescued. You could have been in the same situation. What were the conditions like in the home when you went in?
Oh, no, look, absolutely horrendous. It was horrible. The smoke was so thick and, burning plastic. It took all of yesterday for me to recover from it.
Is that right?
It was just nice that everything was okay. The little boy was good, and I think the best thing that happened yesterday was yesterday afternoon. The little boy's father brought him back in so I could meet him. So that was nice.
Going to say, what was it? Were you there at the moment when the little boy saw his mum or dad again from when?
No, reluctant heroes, mate. We just walk away. So I wasn't. Once the fire is and the ambulance and so forth I just headed back to work.
I was going to ask that. Did you have to go back and finish that car off?
That's a good point.
Yeah, certainly did, yeah.
And did you comfort the mum? I mean, how distraught would have the mother been? Yeah. Just step back from a COVID shot, you know?
Luckily the son had his mobile phone, so was able to contact his mum. I spoke to her on the phone and tried to calm her down to get her to come back in the car. So it was a little bit... A touching sort of a thing. That
of course
I know,
it was
great effort with the young fellow. Were you ever concerned about the cat?
Yeah, I was. Not sort of knowing the young boy, when we had him outside and calmed him down, he was extremely worried about the cats, and that made him cry even more. So I went back into the house, but by that stage the smoke and the flames had sort of really taken hold, and it was, an instant decision that, unfortunately, hopefully the cats got themselves out. You know.
Well, we don't know yet, do we? There's no update on the cat?
No, I believe there was two cats. I believe one was found. I'm not sure about the other one.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Rob. We really appreciate it. You're
well
a hero.
Done.
Well
done.
No, that's right. I appreciate the... I'm just... Just a mechanic, just Rob.
No.
Did what anyone would
get into the Oxenford Service Centre. You can go and see a real life hero, Rob. He won't be wearing a cape, but he'll be there working today.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
thanks, guys. I appreciate it.